CBA Mobile.
AB4 CBA W4NGU.
4NGU KB4 CBA. How you doing there, Phil?
Good, David. How was your time with your grandson?
Good time. I think he had a good time, and we did as well. And it looks like they're moving back to Greenville, or back to Easley.
Closer to go watch ball games.
I mean, you know, that drive to Somerville, you know, it's supposed to take about 3 hours, but with the traffic and all, it's usually about 3.5, so, you know, that's 7 hours just driving. It's just crazy.
Man, you can go to Charleston in that length of time.
And get halfway back.
Well, I know you're glad of that. Job change or what?
He's been doing the job from home. He's got a guy that he's trained to, you know, to do his job there at the actual location of Volvo. So he works from home, so he could work anywhere. And it doesn't really matter where he lives. I don't think it took a whole lot to talk him into coming back to Greenville. Packaging science.
Guess he designs boxes, maybe, I don't know. Or logistics or something.
He's you know, designs packages to ship any kind of car part, goods, you know, goods, vendors, what have you. And you know, so they don't get damaged in shipping. And he was telling me about Volvo. He says that they were first in airbags, and they shared their technology with everybody, and they were first in ABS brakes, and they shared their technology with everybody. So I thought that was mighty nice of them.
You're real scratchy. Are you behind the building?
It's in a bad place on Edwards Road. There's several scratchy places here on Edwards Road. It's the route I take to, you know, to get there.
Like an interesting job. Yeah, a lot of stuff, a lot of software's open source, a lot of people share stuff. It blows my mind they spend hundreds of hours doing it and then make it free.
You know, I mean, with something like that, they want, you know, they want people to be safe, and, you know, I admire them for that. I'm not a big Volvo fan. I just don't like the looks of the car, but they are very well made, and they're, it's a good, you know, it's a nice vehicle.
Yeah, they are. Somebody got a nice something. I don't know what it is. It's fully restored. It looks like 1920s era. And the paint's absolutely gorgeous on it. And he just got it sitting outside. It's been several days. Just off the road from Highway 11. And some fool teenager's going to come by and throw a Coke bottle through the windshield or something. He need to get that thing in a garage.
I was just passing the spot back there on Edwards Road. We were driving a brand new Delta 88, and we hadn't even bought it yet, and it had snowed, but the roads were clear, but these guys were standing on the side of the road throwing snowballs at cars, and they threw one and cracked the windshield. I mean, cracked it good. and we got out of the car and tried to chase them down, but we couldn't. They ran behind some house, and we couldn't, you know, figure out where they went, so we never did find out who did it. Of course, we wound up buying the car, but it was crazy. I guess insurance paid for it.
It was.
We're on Edward Road, and we had just passed the entrance to Botany Woods going toward, going north on Edward Road, and we just started up the hill, and these two guys were just standing there, and all of a sudden they just threw a bit, I mean, it was a big old chunk of snow, and they just threw it at our car, and bam. Yeah, it took care of the windshield, that was for sure.
Well, where the two dual roads in Botany Woods come down and hit Howell Road right there, there's some guys up on the right doing that same thing, and they finally got caught. I'm glad they did. Might have been the same area you're talking about, but you weren't going up the hill. You were kind of coming down to stop at Howell Road, and they were up on the bank there at that house. But anyway, this guy better get that car in or he's going to be sorry. Daddy's still in the hospital. Did I tell you he went in?
I didn't know that. What's going on?
Well, the test showed partial heart failure. He got some fluid in his lungs, and he went in by ambulance Sunday night, and he's stable now and probably going to be okay. But when you're 90, man, everything gets serious in a hurry.
Dang, I hate that, Phil. Where is he? Is he at St. Francis or Prisma?
Prisma.
Well, he should be in good hands. I don't know who your heart doctor is, but or his heart doctor, but they've got some good ones, that's for sure.
Indeed, you know, I've got his my chart and the passwords to it. He doesn't know even how to check into it. But he went to his MD and gave him Lasix, and his potassium was already extremely low and can be lowered more by Lasix. Didn't give him any potassium. Didn't give him any antibiotics for the lung infection. And it could have killed him. And I'm going to go on my chart tonight and ask the doctor why those things weren't done. That'll be real nice to document them for the hospital.
When I would do that, I tell you, something like that happens, and it just kind of makes you scratch your head. because you know that's had to have happened to him before. With other patients, there's several things that Lasix deplete the body of, and should be kept an eye on, to make sure they don't drop too low.
Well, they couldn't take the time for pills. They had to give him all that stuff intravenously when they got him to the hospital. So anyway, probably shouldn't be airing my dirty laundry, but it's a young doctor, and he just doesn't take daddy's care serious enough for us. We're going to find somebody else. I don't know if he's written him off because he's 90 or what the deal is, but this is not the first time that he has not, I won't even say aggressive care. He just doesn't seem to care. He does the absolute minimum and next patient, and we're just tired of it. We're just going somewhere else.
best for your dad. I mean, that's the main thing, and you know, the heck with the doctor. And yeah, we've done the same thing before, so no surprise there. I don't know. It's just doctor care is that just doesn't seem as what it used to be, but especially in specialized areas.
Well, anyhow, you know, just one person can stay there during the day, and so Mama stayed the first day, and Dale stayed today. I don't know if I'm going tomorrow or what's happening. I'm sorry, my GPS is going off. I know how to get home, but I do like to keep advised if there's a wreck or, you know, policeman around the corner or something running radar, so that's why I've got it on.
The same thing. There's a little, I don't know where you, I don't think you're coming this way, but there's a little fender bender on the, I guess it's called Haywood Road there. I don't think it changes names until it gets to east-north, but anyway, it's about right there where Lon Green's house was. Yeah, they took old Lon's house when they built that road, and from east-north to Pelham. And that wreck's right at the bottom of the hill, and it looks really minor, but it's two trucks, and they're just sitting there. I guess they're waiting on the police, but they'll take the more severe wrecks first before they take that one.
Well, good to talk with you, David. I'm just about here to Ingles, and I need to pick up some chemical health from the pharmacy department, as I like to refer to it. So anyway, good to talk with you, and we'll see you on down the log. W4, never give up. Clear.
And let me just tell you real fast, two nights ago I heard some guys talking on 40, and they said something about 10 meters, and so I checked into the sideband net, and I went down to 10 meters, and it was in the 21.8 area, 21.8 something. Can't remember the exact frequency. And I heard a guy from Japan. I'm dadgum. I got my radio. I hit the tune button, and the guy went QRP. He said, I'm tired. Evidently, he'd been at it for a long time, and I was going to try and get back to him because he was 5x9 on my signal meter, and I should have been able to get back to him. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. W4NGU, KP4CBA, clear.
Was that this past weekend?
Today's Tuesday. I think it was Sunday night.
Yeah, the single sideband contest was this weekend. I did Romania, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Serbia. I don't think I ever got Iceland. I kept calling him. That would have been a nice one for me. But, man, that's the time to get on and talk to the world, is participate in those contests when they have them.
Tons of people on. Gosh, I can't remember if it was 20 or 40 meters. They were just everywhere. It was unreal. I think it was 40. And, it just seemed like, it was just, the waterfall was just full of signals when I looked at it. Well, I'll let you go. Talk to you later, Kay. B4CBA, clear.
W4NGU.
OSU, I believe it was, KI4DOS Mobile. Your radio was working there, young man.
Roger that, sir. I appreciate the comeback testing out a little backpackable Yagi antenna with my HT.
Fine job for you. I got just a little bit of noise in the background, but you're perfectly readable. Sounding real good over here in Easley, over.
Yeah, roger that, sir. I'm on way on the other side of Woodruff, so I'm pretty happy with that.
And to the repeater from the other side of Woodruff with HD, you're doing real well. Sounding good. You have a good evening, and I'm glad I could come back to you.
73s, KG4OH2 clear.
Just UKF4DOS mobile clear.